You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Now today, when God wants to raise up leaders, He has to spend so much time and effort in order to shape and build up this leader.
第一件事情，我们看见是需要时间，需要连日的。
First of all, we see that it takes time.
第二件事情
，Secondly,
这个局面。大到一个地步，连约书亚这样子的器皿，他都承接不起。
But the situation, the situation at that time was so difficult that even Joshua could not take it on his own.
他心里面充满了害怕。
His heart was full of fear.
那你怎么知道他害怕呢
？How would you know? How do you know that he was afraid?
因为约书亚记第一章第九节，神吩咐这个约书亚说：“我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强，要壮胆，不要惊慌，也不要害怕。”
Because in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, the Lord kept saying to him, "Did I not tell you, be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid?"
为什么能够不要怕呢？因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Why was he able to not afraid? It's because God promised that wherever he goes, God will be with him.
啊，这是 one of 我最喜欢的旧约经文之一。
This is one of my most favorite Bible verses in the Old Testament.
好像也有人很喜欢哈，在底下笑。
Some of you share that too.
啊，我们人生路上一定有很多的难处的。
Yes, we will encounter difficulties in the journey of our life.
有很多挑战的。
And there are many challenges.
所以你看，《约书亚记》第一章有三个宝贵的应许。
So there are three precious promises in the first chapter of Joshua.
第一个在第三节说：“你脚掌所踏之地，我都要照着所应许摩西的，要赐给你为业。”
So the first promise is that whatever you set your feet on the land, then I will give it to you as inheritance.
多么好的应许！好，我们等一下可能
会再回来看。What a wonderful promise.
那第二个是第五节。
The second promise is at verse 5.
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
There will be no one who will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
在人生的路上，一定有难阻的。
Yes, on this journey, there will be hindrances.
啊，仇敌的攻击，自己的软弱，人为的因素，或是其他的困难。
Whatever the difficulties might be, it can be from the enemies or from ourselves.
但是神应许我们，神也应许约书亚，在你平生的日子，没有一件事情可以挡得住。
But yet God also promised.Joshua, that there will be no one and nothing will be able to stand before you.
如果能够挡得住你，是因为我们自己的信心不够而已。
So if someone or something can stop us, it's because we are lack of faith.
所以我很喜欢达比弟兄的《基督是我们的满足》那本书第六篇讲信心。
So I like a little booklet that Christ is our satisfaction by Brother Darby, and then chapter 6 it says faith.It talks about faith.
他说，在信心的道路上，难处是真实的，可能是真实的。
Says yes, indeed, we will have troubles and difficulties on the path of faith.
只有因着不信，它才会成为我们的障碍物。
But only the difficulties can be our hindrance if we are lack of faith.
难处一定有啊。
Yes, we will have difficulties.
不要说外面有很多难处，我们里面也有很多难处。
Not only outwardly we have difficulties, we also have challenges and struggles within.
只有我们对神的信心失去了以后，这个东西才会成为障碍物。
Only when we lose our faith in God, then such things can become our hindrance.
什么叫障碍物？就是它把你真正的挡下来了。
What are obstacles that they can really stop us?
所以撒迦利亚书第四章说：“大山啊，你算得了什么？你在所罗巴伯的面前都要成为平地的。”
So Zechariah chapter 4, it says, "Who are you, great mountains? Before Zerubbabel, you will be leveled ground."
那难处一定有，小山、大山、大山都可能有。
Yes, we will have difficulties. We will have hills and mountains before us.
但是在一个有信心的人的面前，他要成为平地。
But to someone who has faith, they will be leveled.
所以约书亚在承接这个的时候，他里面害怕。
So when Joshua was about to inherit this commission, he was afraid.
但是你发现那个神那个体谅的爱哈。
But you can sense this tender love of God.
然后神趁着摩西还在的时候，就叫摩西要把几份尊荣在众百姓面前就交给他，帮助他能够勇敢。
While Moses was still alive, God commanded Moses to lay hand on Joshua so that to give him some honor in front of the Israelites.
神在这里也告诉他说，这个神对他说，他要帮助他。让他在百姓面前能够尊大，从今日起我要帮助你。
And also God promised that from today I will begin to exalt you.
然后我们从约书亚记看见神用事实真实的同在，让约书亚的名声他的战无不胜能够帮助他能够 让神的百姓跟随他。
And in the book of Joshua we do see that God was faithful and that he used his presence to support and help Joshua. So Joshua was victorious all the way and his fame spread throughout the nation.
所以对你我今天所扮演的角色，神所托付的使命上，
So with regarding to our roles and also our commissions,
那个能不能承接的好，活出来的好，关键都不在外面。
Whether we can succeed and we can inherit the well, the key is not our situation.
关键在于我们里面，我们跟神的关系。
But the key is our relationship with God.
关键在于神的同在，神亲自的帮助。
And the key is God's presence and His help.
这个决定可以用在你们年轻人的生活一样，你们要申请学校，可能要买房子，可能要结婚，可能要干嘛，一大堆事情。
This is also applicable to our lives, daily lives, whether we want to apply for a school, for job, or to buy a house, whatever.
到底你跟神的关系是什么？
So how is your relationship with God?
到底在你的遭遇里面，你能够清楚地知道神与我们同在，神在这里带领我们，帮助我们。
Are you sure that God is with you and that He's helping us in your circumstances right now?
所以一个老弟兄讲得很好，神的同在就是多数。
An elderly brother put it very good. It says, "With God's presence, we are the majority."
在多单的时候，这个仇敌要来围攻，但是伊丽莎说：“求神开这个仆人的眼睛，让他看见整个山上都是火车火马，神跟我们同在。”
So when Elisha was surrounded by the enemies, he prayed that God will open the eyes of this young man so that he can see that there are horse and chariots of fire surround them.
你外面眼睛看到的是只有我们两个人，一个小城，然后外面是敌人大军把城围起来了。
Outwardly, you may see that on our side it's just two of us, and then we are being surrounded by the great army.
那是一个太不相称的局面，那是不用打的，怎么可能？
The situation is so out of balance; it's impossible to fight the battle.
但是神的仆人却求神开。这个少年人的眼睛看见整个山上都是火车火马。
But yet, the servant of God prayed that God will open the eyes of this young man so that he can see all the fiery horses and chariots around them.
所以斯百克的这位老同工讲到这篇信息的时候，他说：“只要有神同在，就是 majority。”
So when the coworker of Brother Sparks delivered this message, he says, "With God's presence, we are the majority."
弟兄姊妹，你真相信吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you really believe?
明天要进公司，要再去见你那个让你压力很大的老板，你能够相信与我同在的比他更大吗？
Now tomorrow you have to go back to work and to see the manager who gives you so much pressure. But do you believe that with God's presence, you are the majority?
我们能够有力量接棒，我们有力量能够活出我们所接的棒子，在于神的帮助，神的高抹。
Whether we have the strength to receive the baton and also to live to fulfill the commission, it all depends on God's presence and His help.
第三个在这里说到他帮助神儿女们来承受应许。
And thirdly, that He helped God's children to inherit God's promise.
我中文是写英勇的领袖哈，这个对不起哈，这个太国语了哈。
And then he was a heroic.
这个英勇两个字在圣经没出现过，可是我。想了老半天，我把它放进去啊。
The word was not in the Bible, but after much consideration, I put the word there.
因为英文也翻不出来，我特别去看你们英文怎么翻译。
And then we tried to translate it in English.
他们只能够讲他当英雄一样就是了。
We put it heroic as he was a hero.
英勇英讲到智慧哈，讲到勇讲到勇敢嘛，对不对
？So he was actually very wise and brave.
他不是匹夫之勇，只是勇敢而已啊。
He was not just with power.
他非常有智慧，而且是属天的智慧。
He was full of spiritual wisdom.
你看见他怎样处理他们中间的失败？
So you can see how he handled their failures.
你看他怎样处理他们的危机，你就知道这个人非常敬畏神，非常有智慧的。
Or how he handled their crisis, you can see that he feared God and he had a lot of spiritual wisdom.
他不是只是像张飞抓了刀就杀人的那种勇敢。
He was not just a valiant warrior, just kill people.
对不起，你们又听不懂了哈。他不是只是外面勇敢而已。
He was not just outwardly very powerful and mighty.
他是心中有智慧，他敬畏神。
He was full of wisdom and he feared God.
所以你看到众人都要这样子做，要那样子做，要把基遍人全部杀掉，但是他却不愿意得罪神。
When people were trying all kinds of ways to handle a crisis, he would not offend God.
今天这个局面是因为我们疏忽不警醒，我们自己犯的错，我们在神面前有我们的责任。
So when he handled the crisis with the Gibeonites, he says, "Today the situation, we have responsibilities because we made mistakes."
他不是只是想马上快刀斩乱麻把问题解决，他乃是在神的面前照神的方法来解决这件事。
So he handled the crisis not just by getting rid of the trouble, but he feared God and handled it wisely.
他为神家得着了基遍人。
So he let hold of the Gibeonites.
终身在神的殿里面服苦役劈柴挑水，但是他们却爱神的殿。
So they became laborers in God's temple, and they also love God's temple.
在以色列的国度时代，甚至被掳归回的行列里面，都还有基遍人在里面。你说到神，他为神家保全了一般敬畏神的人。
So actually, Joshua reserved a group of people who are godly and fear God. Those are the Gibeonites.
你看一个人怎么解决困难，你就知道这个人的成熟度，你就知道这个人的生命如何。
So you can tell a person's maturity and his life situation by how they handle crisis.
你看一个人怎样处理自己的失败。处理危机，你就知道他生命如何，他跟神的关系如何。
So you can pretty much tell this person's life situation, his relationship with God by handling crisis and failures.
所以我们刚才讲到神给约书亚三个伟大的应许。
So God has given Joshua three great promises.
帮助他去带领百姓承受迦南。
And then God help him to lead the Israelites to inherit Canaan.
第一个，
First,
凡你脚掌所踏之地。神都要赐给我们为业。
God will give us as our inheritance whatever we set our feet on.
第二个，在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站得住，站立得住。
No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
这是何等的安慰啊，弟兄
姊妹。What a comfort that is.
我们只要在基督里，所有的经历都是我们属灵的产业。
So as long as we are in Christ, all of our experiences will become our inheritance.
我们每一天的生活都成为我们得产业的机会。
Then our everyday life becomes an opportunity to receive inheritance.
而且不管碰到什么样子的难处和仇敌，神已经应许我们，没有一个挡得住的。
Whatever is a situation.We encounter God already has promised that no one will be able to stand before us.
是的，在我们是不能，在神凡事都能。
Yes, with me it is impossible, but with God nothing is impossible.
第三个更宝贵哈应许。
The third even more precious promise.
就是无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Wherever you go, the Lord will go with you.
阿伯阿门啊。
Amen.
你看脸上带笑容的人不多哈。
We ought to rejoice for this promise.
你们听过我见证就知道，有一次大概在20多年前，我属灵上软弱到一个地步，我趴在我家客厅的地板上。
You have heard my testimony about 20 years ago when my spiritual condition was very low. I was so weak that I just prostrate on the floor of my living room.
我所有的力量都失去了，心里面非常的难过，非常的痛苦，非常的灰心，非常的疲倦。
I've lost all my strength. I was exhausted. I was discouraged. I was frustrated. I was tired.
我说我趴在地上，我连祷告的力量都没有了，想祷告的力量都没有。
I was flat on the floor. I did not even have strength to pray.
我就跟主说，主啊，你看着办吧，在这边有个死人哈。
And I just said to the Lord, Lord, you do whatever you see a dead person before you.
其实我这样子经历不光一次，很多次哈。所以如果你软弱的话，给你一点安慰啊。
So actually, this was not my only experience. I experienced this many times just to comfort you.
我就记得那天我趴在那里像个死人一样。
I remember that day I prostrate on the floor as like a dead man.
突然，约书亚记第一章这三个应许从我里面这样走过去。
All of a sudden, these three precious promises in Joshua just went over my head.
凡你脚掌所踏之地都要成为你的产业。
Whatever you set your foot on will be your inheritance.
所有的经历都是神量过又量过要给我们的。
All the experiences that we go through, God has evaluated, has measured, and has considered before given to us.
你说是化妆的祝福也好。
You may call them disguised blessings.
你说是隐藏的祝福也好。
Or you may call them hidden blessings.
反正就是神量了以后才领到的。
Because God has already calculated and measured before given to us.
第二个，平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
There will be no one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
那天你们有一个不甘心，就是不甘心被挡下来。
That day I was just not willing to be stopped.
任何人如果绊倒了你，要不甘心被他绊倒。
If you ever get stumbled by someone, do not let that happen.
任何原因让你不能爱主，要不甘心。让他让你不爱主。
If there's any reason that stop you from loving the Lord, do not be so willing to let it happen.
不管是 internet, 不管是电影，不管是任何的东西。
Whether it's internet or movie, whatever that is.
或者你的职业、你的工作，不要让任何东西拦住我们。
Or your profession or your job, don't let them stop you.
第三个，神说到他要永远跟我们同在。
Thirdly, the Lord promised that He will be with us always.
你知道，当这些话从我里面像水流这样经过、经过、经过，就好像一个萤火。我那么小的火在里面盘旋，开始烧，开始烧，开始烧，啊，那个冷淡的心逐渐又热起来了哈。
As these words flow through my heart, they warm my heart, like, and then gradually there's a little spark that come out.
等我爬起来的时候，判若两人。
As I get up from the floor, I was a totally different person.
我没有照镜子。我也不是往脸上贴金，我知道我脸上一定带着棺材。
I did not look at myself in the mirror, but I know I was sure that my face was glowing.
我就算百败，我还要百战，对不对
？Even if I failed 100 times, I will fight 100 times.
我们不要百战百败哈。
I'm not saying that we fight 100 battles and we lose all of them.
但就算我失败了，就算我软弱了，就算被仇敌弄灰心了，我还是要起来，因为我知道在我里面的主比世界更大。
Even if I got defeated by the enemy, but I will still rise up because I know that the Lord who is within me is greater than the enemy.
我的灵啊，要兴起往前。
My spirit rise up and move forward.
那我们读约书亚记十一章第十五节跟二十三节。
Let's read Joshua chapter 11 verse 15.
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行。你看到了没有？一关一关传下来。
As the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. You see that the command is being passed on.
凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，摩西没有一件。懈怠不行的，这样约书亚照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的一切话，请你把没有一件跟一切话都应该圈起来，这是讲到他绝对的顺服。
So he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派的宗族将地分给他们为业，于是国中太平，没有征战。
So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as inheritance to Israel according to the divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war.
他怎么样带领百姓承受产业呢
？So how did he lead the people to inherit the land?
他自己在主的面前是一个最好的信而顺服的榜样。
Because he was the best example and role model of Trust and obey.
所以当他带领神的百姓跨进迦南的时候
As he led God's people to enter into Canaan.
你知道这个对那种大能的勇士来说哈
You know, for those mighty warriors.
当他一进到战场的时候
As they enter into the battlefield.
当他一闻到仇敌的时候
As they start smell the enemy.
当那个征战快要开始的时候他全人沸腾的哈
When the battle was about to begin, their whole heart,They become totally energized.
他整个人就想冲到战场里面，大大的这个厮杀一阵的。
They just want to dash into the battlefield and start fighting.
但是你却发现神带他们进了迦南地，第一场征战就不准他们打仗。
But yeah, the first battle after they enter into Canaan, the Lord would not allow them to fight.
第一仗打什么
？So what was the first battle?
打耶利哥
The battle in Jericho.
高大的耶利哥，强大的耶利哥
A city with fortified walls.
我相信很多的勇士都已经准备好要打了
I'm sure a lot of mighty men were ready to fight.
神说你们只准绕城
But yet the Lord says only walk around the city.
一天一圈
One circle every day.
到了第七天
Until the seventh day.
绕几圈
Circling the city
通通十三圈
seven times. Altogether 13 times.
要安安静静的在那里走。
Walk around the city quietly.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵征战的第一个功课要学的，就是单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
So this is the first lesson in spiritual warfare, is to simply trust and obey.
征战的胜败不在乎人多人少，乃在乎耶和华。
Because the victory is not with the numbers, but with the Lord.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠万军之耶和华。方能成事
Not by might nor by power but by the Lord
所以借着他们完全的顺服
Through their complete obedience
当他们一喊的时候整个耶利哥垮下来
As they started to shout the walls of Jericho started to tumbling
弟兄姊妹这对人来说是太不容易的功课、
啊、You know this is a very difficult lesson for anyone
对大能的勇士像加勒跟约书亚来说那是更难的功课
It was even more difficult for a lesson for Joshua and Caleb because they were mighty warriors.
明明 I can do it. 我可以做，我可以做得很好的。
Yes, they could do it and they could do it well.
我们已经等了40年了，就是进来要来征服迦南的。
For them, they've been waiting for 40 years to conquer Canaan.
神叫他们学忍耐。
But yet the Lord taught them a lesson of patience.
神叫他们学顺服。
And obedience.
神要叫他们学对神绝对的信任。
The Lord is teaching them to completely trust and obey the Lord.
加勒、约书亚。本身做这个榜样
So both Joshua and Caleb were good examples
而且不光这样他们带领全家来敬畏神侍奉神
Not only so they led the whole entire household of Israel to serve God
你发现约书亚记24章15节他对百姓们最终的劝勉
So in Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 we see the last exhortationfor the Israelites.
你发现约书亚不光用他的行动证明他爱神，他跟神的关系。
Joshua not only proved that he loved the Lord with his actions.
他用他自己本身生命在这里见证他跟神的关系。
And he testified with his life, his relationship with the Lord.
他也用话语在这里帮助神的儿女们在这里见证他跟神的关系。
He also used his words to help God's people and to testify his relationship with the Lord.
所以24章15节我们一起来读，这是非常重要很宝贵的经文。
Let's read this precious and important verse together.
说若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。他是说，你们要选要侍奉什么神，没有人可以勉强。Go ahead, make your choice.
He was actually saying that no one can force you to serve whoever God of your choice. So go ahead and choose for yourself.
是在大河那边呢，还是在这边呢？
Whether it's the gods on the other side of the river or on this side of the river.
是那时候从前的神呢，还是你今天新的偶像？
Is it the idols of the past or the idols of today?
很多时候我们胜过了从前的偶像，但是胜不过今天的偶像。
Oftentimes we will overcome the idols in the past, but we will not be able to overcome idols today.
我们从前在那里可以得胜，在那样子的环境里面我可以得胜，但是到了这边我不能得胜。
We might become victorious in that situation, but not this situation.
但是约书亚的宣告。
But yet Joshua proclaimed.
他说：“你们到底要侍奉谁？”
Whom do you want to serve?
不管是那里的、这里的、那时的、这里的、现在的。
Whether it's God's there or here or in the past or today.
他说：“至于我和我的家，我必定侍奉耶和华。”
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我今天没有空讲他底下属灵的传承。
I have no time to go over the spiritual inheritance.
但是圣经上告诉我们，他在的时候，跟他那当时一起在的长老们都在的时候，百姓们还敬畏神，侍奉神。
But yet the Bible tells us, while Joshua was still alive, and also the elders who were with Joshua were still alive, the Israelites served the Lord.
可是当他们都走了以后，百姓们就偏离了。
But after they passed away, the God's people went astray.
所以我希望我们在座的父母亲，到底你要传什么给我们的下一代
？So parents, exactly what do you want to pass down to your next generation?
我要问教会的领袖们，也问我自己，到底我们要传什么 给我们的下一代。
I want to ask the church leaders, including myself, what do we want to pass on to the next generation?
你有想过吗？有真正写下来过吗
？Have you thought about that? Have you written it down?
那我们所想传的，所想给的，我们到底有没有
？Do we have what we want to pass along?
如果我们没有的话，我们光想又有什么用
？If we don't have it, what good is it if we just think about it?
同样的，年轻的孩子们，我也请求你们要重视这件事情。
And young people, I ask you to pay attention to it too.
到底你从父母、从上一代、从教会里面，你到底得到了什么
？What have you received from your parents, from church?
你将来要拿什么东西再传给你的下一代？
What do you want to pass on to your next generation?
所以常常讲一代祝福，二代组织，三代堕落。
That's why they often describe a church saying that the first generation are the generation of blessing, and the second generation the generation of organization, and the third generation is falling.
第一代的人知道神 ，know God。第二代的人 know about God， 只知道关乎神的事。第三代的人已经不知道了。
The first generation know God. The second generation knows about God. The third generation do not know God.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以，当我们现在再回到约书亚整个的人生，我就结束他了。
Let's go back to the life of Joshua, and then we will conclude.
这个人不光自己是一个大能的勇士。
Not only that, he was a mighty warrior himself.
他整个的一生是为着神家而活着的。
All of his life, he lived for God's house.
他帮助神的儿女们。在神的旨意上，在承受神的应许上，他们是一直往前，他们是属天道路的先锋。
He helped God's people to fulfill God's will and to inherit God's promises, and they were the pioneers.
不管是什么仇敌出来，他们过五关斩六将，就是带领神的百姓一直往前，一直往前，来承受神的祝福。
Whatever enemies that they encounter, they overcome it and continue to move on forward to inherit the blessings.
能够让神的旨意在他们中间通行。
So that God's will be fulfilled among them.
弟兄姊妹，我们也愿不愿意这样子的立定心志？
Are we willing to make up our mind?
让我这个人之所以活着，之所以还存在。
So that the reason for my existence,
我能够成为我周围人的祝福
that I can become blessings to people around me,
帮助我周围的人在神的旨意上，在神应许的祝福上，我们都能够不断的往前
So that I can help people around me to continue move forward to inherit God's promises.
更感谢神的约书亚的名字，在新约的希腊文其实就是 Jesus.
Actually, the name Joshua.It's the same as Jesus in the New Testament.
他是何西阿跟耶和华加在一起合起来的简称、啊、叫做 Joshua.
So Joshua is actually an abbreviation of Jesus and Hosea.
今天在属灵上，耶稣是我们伟大的约书亚。
Spiritually, Jesus is our great Joshua.
他不仅仅把得胜的权柄、得胜的名赐给我们，让我们可以靠着得胜。
Not only that, he has given us the authority of the name that we can be victorious.
今天他也不光只是用圣灵膏了约书亚，今天圣灵内住在我们里面，成为我们得胜的生命和能力了哈。
Not only that, the Lord anointed Joshua, but actually the Spirit lives within us and becomes the source of our strength.
让我们都起来跟着我们的约书亚起来打天下，好不好
？So let us all rise up and follow our Joshua to conquer the land.
十三章，神对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈，还有许多未得之地。”
In Joshua chapter 13, it says, "Now you are advanced in age, but there is still much land to be possessed."
所以十八章，约书亚就对百姓说：“你们单言不去得，要到几时呢
？”Then in chapter 18, He asked the Israelites, "Why are you still tarrying? How long will you delay?"
那我们今天都答应听到约书亚的呼召，我们起来跟随他。
Now today, let us hear the calling of Joshua and rise up and respond.
也让约书亚的生命见证和榜样在我们中间出现。
So that we can see the life and the testimony of Joshua in our midst.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program?Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.